This sound was recorded on the 16th of August 1965, meeting Leslie Flint, such as Mr. Woods and Mrs. Green.
Yeah.
Mr. Woods, Mr. Woods, Mr. Green.
Yeah, things
on the phone. Mediums, heard about it when I was on the side. Mediums, never took much notice, myself. Thought it was, you know,
what we seem to do.
Yeah.
Not that I was any particular religion or anything like that, and the West Times work myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about my sister, she's a bit dark about spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
She used to go to Ouija board meetings or something, she'd go and look, I don't know what the devil they were. So I heard about you too.
Thank you, thank you, very fast over. Thank you, Jim.
I fell off a tree.
Oh,
there's the tree. Says, I've been waiting and I'm coming out of the air, but there you are, that's what happened to me. You never know what's going to happen to any of you. Any of you is liable to come here any minute. And, you know, I was up a tree, I was sawing some branches. You know, lopping the tree, you know. Well, there actually wasn't really that killed me, the sense, I suppose. I lost my balance and fell off. Banged my head on some paving. Next thing I knew, I was in hospital and I wasn't there for really about 3 days. So I don't remember. Struck on me. Dark went every time.
Well, how did you react? How did you react when you passed over? How did you find yourself?
It's funny you say I defied myself, I was out there doing lost myself. Well, I don't know what it is, I woke up and I was sitting in the parlour of a nice little place and there was my wife. And she was pouring me out a cup of tea. Well, that sounds bloody dark, but that's what happened. She says, I suppose you could do with that. I said, well, you're here. Oh. I should have seen it too. She's got to drink that cup of tea to talk to you. She says, how are you feeling? I said, alright. She says, you know you're dead, don't you? Just like that, you know. Just a nice way of talking to someone. Just after all that love. I said, well, she said, she's dead. Dead? I said, dead, but she said, I'm dead. She said, well, you must be dead to remember me. You know, I died 15 years ago. And she said, this struck me hard, just like I don't know what, because it was cruciate diet. But she was wrong about the time, actually, it was only about 12 years ago. Still, I thought, well, I'm going to never forget this. She was crying out there, I'm dead. And she said, no. But she was so real, you know, and she looked just like she used to look when she was all. And the early 20s, I was soon after we'd been married. And I looked around the room and I realized the room was, well, it was a room that was ever so familiar to me when we were first married. Just the same furniture, same crockery on the sideboard, curtains, everything was all familiar. I suppose the old familiarity of myself, the old setup, you know, was so natural, so real that I didn't think for anything. And maybe it's about death, but I didn't see that. I didn't even realize that I was dead. But of course, when she said, you know, I died, and I thought, good Lord, what's happening here? You know, I thought, ah, this is all some dream I should wake up out of this. She said, you know, you're dead. I said, ah, I can't be dead. I said, I can't be dead. Look at you and the room, everything. I said, this is just not right. And I said, this is a dream. She says, it's no dream. She says, it's your dead, you think. So I said, no. She said, well, anyway, don't worry about it. Just relax. She says, be quiet and be just restful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A good cup of tea. Well, this is all so funny. It's too silly. I mean, she's talking to me about drinking tea. I've never heard of them drinking tea up in heaven. So I don't know. I have to over it. It's just a dream I wake up. So, anyways, I was sat there and next thing I knew was, there was a young fella came in, oh, I think he was about, looked about 19 or 20, tall, fair, you know, nice looking hood. And I thought, well, I don't know who, mate. So he came in and he came up to me and put his arm around me, says, well, they're dead. Of course, that was the last straw. I said, dead? We mean dead. I said, you've got no presence. You never had no presence. And my wife says to me, she says, you know, we did. She said, you know, he died in infancy. This is Paul. I said, what? Paul. She said, don't you remember that little boy that we had that died very soon after, a few days after? I said, I have a neck. I said, in any case, look at him. He's tall and grown up. She said, yes, he's grown up and weird. I started to understand the necessity. Never mind, if you will, you just sit down and look after them well. You know, that's what the talk is giving me. I don't know whether when they say I'm denied, it's the darkest. I should just wake up and do a crazy dream. Send the Jesus for me. He says, tell us to just go out now. So I thought, well, yeah, I forgot how to do. So we went out. There was a nice little garden, and this garden somehow just happened to be like that. So in this, I always wanted a nice garden. So when we were early married, we did have this nice little place. We were lucky, my parents had a little bit of money, not a lot, but they did provide us with a nice energy. There was this nice garden, and I remember in my early years, I used to work a lot in that garden. Here it was, all beautifully laid out, beautiful flowers, all marvelous, and the perfume. And we said, well, this is here. There's a little one seat. And the funny thing is, I remember that seat because we had that same self-same seat in our garden when we were supposed to be. We sat down there. And the birds was coming and whistling. And then I saw a dog. But this dog was that, and that really was the last one. Really, I don't know. I saw Timmy. Timmy. So I watched this. Did you know Timmy? As I do, the dog came up to me and wagged his tail and put his paw up on my lap. And I said, oh, this is all too good to be true. And I started thinking back and thinking, and I was so content and so happy and so relaxed, you know. But I thought, I don't deserve all this. Because I did a bit of a life, you know, especially after the wife came over. I went to pieces of it. I didn't care very much. I spent this part of his dog in the pub, you know, on the old sun. But I first did, I was thinking to myself, well, I don't deserve all this if what they say is true. And I thought, well, it must be true again. Some part of me would say it was true, some part would say it's a dream and I should wake up out of it. And I said, for instance, you remember your accident, Dad? I said, accident? What accident? He said, did you remember falling off the tree? You were up in that tree, those branches that had come off and you fell? I fell off a tree. Don't you remember telling about it? He says, well, that's what happened to you, Dad. Don't you remember? And then you were taken to hospital with a concussion. And then you came to, you probably best don't remember, but you came to, but it was a great shock to the whole system. And of course, how come, Dad? You know, you were getting on for 75, 76, weren't you? I just wasn't. I couldn't think. The funny thing was, I couldn't think clear at all about the past. Here and there bits would come up and I thought, I don't know. So my son says to me, Dad, I think the best thing for you, when you feel like a kid, is for you to go back with you to Earth just for a little while, only for perhaps what you might say an hour, if you might speak in time, just to see for yourself, you see. So I says, go back, Tracy says. So I says, well, how'd you do that? And everything. He says, well, just be quiet, just close your eyes, and just relax, don't concentrate on nothing, but just be quiet and peaceful, and leave it to us. So I thought, well, I do that, and I don't know what happened, but next thing I knew, I was back in my lodging, because after my wife died, I went to pieces, really, got rid of the ash, you know, and I just took deep shit. Anyway, and then I saw in front of the ash, not hers. No, she was dying here. And my son says, is you dead? I said, don't be sick, I'm here. He says, no, Dad, that's your body they're putting in there. I said, my body. So I said, just couldn't take it. He says, come on. He says, he's a nation. Give it up. He says, we'll follow. So I said, Father, I don't want to follow the bloody earth. He says, I don't want to tell you the secrets. I'm not dead. He says, of course you're not dead. He says, that's just something I want to get sure of. He says, but that's your old body in there. And then I saw the landlady, the nurse, and I was surprised to see him. If that was my body, because he'd never had much time for me. He didn't have any time off from work. I thought, well, he's doing me a bit of justice, isn't he? So anyway, they went off, you know, one or two other people that were going back out of my old cronies and stuff. But anyway, to long story short, I thought, well, I don't want to go after that lot. I'll be on with it. but he said, "Come, let's go there." I said, "What am I going there for?" He said, "Come on, let's go there." So I went in, but they'd gone off on the body. I went in with my son, and went up in my room. I had a, on the first floor, up in the front, because that's how it's large room. There's usually a few old bits there, in the old place, and then it would keep you. And the son says, "Well, this is your old place. You recognize it, didn't you?" "Of course I recognize it." But he says, "Now what you want to do is to get this early money. Because he says, this is the end of that side of things. You must get all the back. Nothing here to hold your attention anymore. Nothing here to draw you back." I said, "Well, I don't know. Don't get this at all." I said, "Because I used to spend quite a bit of my time there. I read quite a lot. I was quite a good reader. A lot of old books, you know, I used to pick up cigarettes and all that. And I used to have a quiet treat to pop and get, you know, sometimes. I never brought anyone back. I think once. Anyway, that's what I said. He must consider you. Get busy. Get this all out of your mind, all out of your system. Forget all this. Now look at it. If you want to come back here, one bloody back room, like, you know, one room like this sort of thing." So I said, "No, no, but if that option team is due to me, you know, if your mother died, you know, I didn't work too bad, and, you know, I got a little bit from the house, which meant that I could relax and enjoy myself a bit, you know." So he says, "Well, get that all out of your mind now, forget it. Finish with it. You see, your body goes to 7 o'clock. I said, "Well, that was my body." So there was nothing that was there, of course, it was your body. "I told you you're dead." So I said, "You keep telling me that, I can't get into my head. I'm dead if I'm dead. I was dead." I said, "Oh, my life, I am now." And so my son said, "There's law. Said, this stuff puts you asleep and it your system, this place." And I said, "What do you mean you're looking at the old sun?" So my son said, "Well, what do you want to go look at the sun for?" So I said, "I don't know, just like I have a look." So he said, "Oh, well, boy." So we came down the stairs, walked down the road, funny when you think about it. And the gate, you know, I shut the gate just automatically like that used to. My son said, "What do you do that for?" So I said, "Well, I always do it. So it's the right thing to do, shut the gate behind you." And so I said, "It wasn't necessary. You could walk through that, you know, you have to sort of." I said, "Look, you've given me something here." I said, "I brought it through gates and doors, mate." And he said, "Come on, let's go." So we went down and went down the corner, around the corner of the sun. And there, well, of course, this should wait. There was two of my old friends. God, yes, it is. And they were sitting there in the corner. They were in all staff, I think, they couldn't. This was all right, all about me in the past, you know. But poor old sitting on this thing. I said, "They talk about me." She said, "Of course they talk about you, you're dead." But I said, "They're talking," I said, "I'm nowhere around." I said, "I'm no longer alive." He said, "Well, so then you're not, you see." I said, "But I am, you know I am. You talk about him, and I know I am. Look," I said, "look, of course, I'm with this huge soul as they are." He said, "Yes, but they can't see you." I said, "Well, why can't they see me?" He said, "Well, they can't see you because you're on a different vibration." So he said, "Let's go sit down and see if they sense anything." So I said, "What do you mean, sense anything?" So he said, "You never know, some people do sense things. Sometimes people are what they call psychic, you see." So we went back down. Something is funny, but still does run. And one of them, on base, said, "Yeah, of course, that's your draft, you know, they're made." So I said, "Oh, sir, I feel cool." "Well, you must be sitting in the car. I don't feel the drop." She said, "Oh, no," he says, "I feel somebody call, please, somebody says that. We'll just open the sun around here." I said, "Sure, I'll tell you, I don't feel anything." And my son was laughing. I said, "Well, I tell you, you're laughing at that, you know." He said, "It's you, you know, that they feel, he feels." He said, "You're the bloody draft." He said, "They all feel the mirror draft, you know. They feel it's coming to me. Get a cold breeze or something, and they think it's a draft from the window or underneath the door or something. Quite often it's us. That's what they ever get to us, half these people, despite all that religion, all that gap in the church. The father ever get to us if we're a draft to them." So I said, "Well, I was about a draft, I was doing the guards a draft myself." Of course, that started as well, we started laughing, a few songs down my cheeks. And we're sitting there, napping away. These other two old cronies of mine and a few other people are coming by. And nobody can climb in those masks. We're going to come and help ourselves and enjoy ourselves and want to do it. Of course, it wasn't anything without space. That's another thing that I've realized. You get a sense of things. See, you don't, in a way, sort of, how to put it, just, of course, it's in one cup of tea. fellow that they intended to have me. He was just good for me, isn't it? But I realise now, in the last day, because it's all in myself, it's all in your mind in a kind of way, and feel the way I know that bad enough was collapsing now. So I said to myself, I said, well, I must point it in, you know, and take some days. If I don't want a glass of beer, I can't believe I've had any. So my son said, oh, if you have a glass of beer, it's one of it. But wouldn't be much point. So my son said, there you see, he said, all this is finished for you. You can go for this beer if you want, but they'll never take any names from it. You can go to a church, you can see a congregation. The pastor is supposed to know you, says, about these things. He wouldn't see you. He wouldn't recognise you. He wouldn't turn around and say, oh, to bloody congregations, one of our old members has turned out, would you like to have a word? You know, the point is that people are so eaten for these things. They talk about them so long, but they don't really know about it. Because my son was off, I said, hey, what's happening to you? You talk as if you wanted to sort of be a bit of a parson yourself. My son laughed, it was relaxed. He said, you know, I came here in university, I've grown up over here, and I've become a teacher. Oh, I said, this is a teacher, and I can, you know, put his feet a bit. So he said, oh yes, he said, I teach the young people, and I help with, you know, I float as best I can. Those who first come over, the newcomers. He says, I have wonderful work helping all kinds of people, and I love doing it, you see. And he started telling me about his work, it was all very interesting. But all this, in spite of everything that happened, all seemed to me so sort of, I don't know, like a story, you know. I thought, well, everyone says I'm dead. Certainly no one that moved in the week to old Cronus of mine, they don't even know I'm here. And I did see the earthly bears. It must have been me. The it couldn't be me because I'm here. Because I hadn't grasped the idea then that the physical body, as you call it, the old body, that may die. But you never die. The real person then dies. Clone as me, exactly the same. Same outlook, same thoughts. No different whatsoever. Still writes the old thought ideas, things, you know. Oh, it is amazing. Of course, I've changed up since then. I've been here for many years. And I'm very still, not very heavy. But, oh dear, if only people had realised that dying, though it may be for some people, perhaps some bad things, some of the bad things are the point of view of suffering and the pain of the physical body, as you call it, but, still, I mean, well, it takes a bit of a shock at first, but you still realise that, well, you're not dead, you're more alive than ever you are. I wouldn't want to come back there for your side. I used to live, I don't mind. I got to like this. I've been to my own third. That was business of coming back and communicating. I thought, well, I don't know about you and meeting and all that. And I thought, well, I'd like to have a go. I could get through. And then I was told that my sort of story like would be of interest because I'm just an ordinary bloke. You know, I thought, well, I haven't tried it. So I thought, I'll smile enough, I'll come and just have a good lesson to you,
you know. What's your word on your side there?
Cool, but I mean, what a question. Cool.
You could show us what it is.
I don't know how to do that now, but it's everything that everyone wanted it to be, according to one's own desire, I suppose. It depends on the individual, obviously. It's good to see I have all the things that I necessarily need, like everything that would make me happy. Of course, my idea of happiness may not be someone else's, but I appreciate that. And there are no doubt many different, you know, different types of worlds according to the individual. But mine is a world unlike yours, in many ways like yours, but without all the drawbacks. No one needs your time. The thing is, you know, that it is when you're on your side, I regret many things I didn't do. Only we could realise then what we learned there. I suppose that's what we all say, but only we knew about this life. I differently than the usual. Anyway, I must go, mate.
Can we have your name then before you go? Please?
My name's Sid Hopkins.
Sid Hopkins?
Yeah.
And what do you think of that, Jason?
Well, actually, my last 25 years of life was spent in Bristol. Although I'm not a Bristolian and you know that.
Oh.
And actually, I came originally, I came from Blackheath.
Yes.
But that's a long story. Yeah, but basically I lived in Bristol and died in some 10 years back now. I must go.
Thank you very much for an interesting
call. Thank you.
Goodbye, Nick.